During the early years of the 1600s, England's composers of sacred music were intrigued by the verse anthem, a new style of anthem in which one or more soloists sang the first verse while accompanied by the organ or strings. The five-voice choir then immediately repeated both the words and music before the soloists moved on to the next verse. Our score tells us that today's verse anthem was composed by Orlando Gibbons, quote, "for the king being in Scotland," end quote. The king refers to King James I of the King James Version fame. The anthem openly flattered King James I, "O King of Kings." But I am grateful that some 250 years later, Reverend H.R. Bramley wrote new words for this music, and this is the version we will be hearing. Instead of praising an earthly king, now each verse extols a different member of the Trinity. The soaring final Amen, which has been our closing theme song for Advent meditations, is a fitting conclusion for a royal ceremony, and I like to think that it is even more appropriate when honoring the Trinity.
Thank you.